Happy to be out?
Yes, amen.
So blessed. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, before you, Lord, we just ask you to have your holy presence, Lord, in this little place. Lord, we're so very thankful for everything you've done for us and the opportunity, Lord, to gather once again. Lord, we are so blessed by your mercy and your grace. Lord, we appreciate it with all our hearts. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to take control now and let your will be done in this service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Page 17 in our capstone books. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. O come unto me. Time we come to listen to him. Amen. Page 85 in our Only Believe. I'm sorry, it's the, I think it's the capstone again. Yes, amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace. Hallelujah. Resonate in your heart. Amen. Yes. Page 19, same book. Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice. Can there be Amen. Brother Amos, would you come to the offering?
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly it is such a blessing and honor and privilege to be here this evening, Lord, together around thy precious holy word. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for the health and strength you've given us, for the desire in our hearts to draw closer to you this day. Lord, to climb higher in thee is our prayer. Lord, we ask that you have your preeminence in the name of the service. Lord, all that's said and done be for thy glory and honor. Lord, may our hearts and minds be open to receive the portion you have. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. Lord, we just ask that it'll be used to build thy kingdom. We ask it in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes. Alive, alive. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore.
My Jesus is alive.
Alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. He's alive and well. He can take care of any situation. Amen. Let's just keep it before him as we ask our brother. D-Long, you want to take the question?
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord, truly you are alive. You're so real and magnificent. Lord, you're just so tremendous. There's not enough words to describe how great you are and how wonderful you are. And we so appreciate you with all our hearts. And it's so good to serve a living God. Lord, many people serve wood and stone and different types of images and different thoughts and things people have said. But Lord Jesus, we worship the one true God. And to know you, Lord, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent, all is eternal life. And Father, we love you so very much. And we come before you with our needs, and knowing before we ask that you already know exactly what we need. You truly know more about us than we will ever understand about ourselves. But Lord Jesus, we present our needs to you because you said, ask, and you shall receive. Yes. Knock, and the door shall be open. And Lord Jesus, we knock tonight, and we ask. We ask, Lord, that you would meet every need in the heart of your people tonight, knowing, Lord, what their desire is. And I'm sure each one's probably a little different, Lord, than the other. But Father, it makes no difference to you how big or how small it may be. To you, Lord, all things are possible to them that believe. So we ask, Lord, that you'd help us to believe. Help us to believe tonight, Lord, that what we ask for, that we shall receive it. And Father, through faith, we can believe it. We pray for revelation, Lord, more than anything else in this life. So we pray now that there'll be come forth testimony and honor and praise to you for what you've done for us and the things you've provided for us. And Lord Jesus, knowing that you are the only one that can take care of these things. And I pray for my brothers and sisters here, Lord. They're so special to me. And they're my true family. And I love them with all my heart. And I know, Father, maybe some of them's going through some hard times and some rough things in life. But, Father, you can turn things around so easy. There is no problem for you. And, Lord, it's no problem for you to heal a body. It's no problem for you to heal diabetes or cancer or heart problems, whatever it may be. It's no problem for you. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you and ask that you would touch these things in our lives and that we give you the glory and praise for it now. And bless the remainder of the service. Bless our brother, Lord, as he brings forth the word. Make it easy for him. And Father, open our hearts to it, to be receptive. And Lord Jesus, it would strengthen us, encourage us, and to help us along the way. For we know the journey is getting shorter now, and it's just about over with. And help us not to get discouraged now, but press like we've never pressed before. So we pray now your blessings be upon us as we wait on you to speak to us through the word. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Anyone got a song on our heart? Special Sister Grace.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love and appreciate you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Just think, saints, we could be anywhere tonight, out in the world.
Amen.
But we're right here. We can feel the Holy Spirit if we let it. Amen. Lord, just open our hearts, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, fill us with thy holy word, thy refilling of thy precious word. Hallelujah. Lord, let us yield everything we are to you, Lord. Amen. Just bless us now, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we ask our brother to come, let's sing our little chorus. Mercy rewrote my life.
Amen.
Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Hallelujah. God's mercy rewrote my life. Amen. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy,
amen.
Glory to his name. Oh, mercy.
So thankful, Lord, for an opportunity to be here this evening. And Lord, we've just come to let you have your way. Lord, to worship you and to magnify your name. And Lord, to renew our minds to a few scriptures and quotes that you've left us, Lord. Lord, that it would encourage, strengthen, whatever's needed. But Lord, don't let us ever forget mercy rewrote our lives, Lord. And Lord, we stand here tonight, Lord, in the promise that was promised to all believers, that we all could have it too. Lord, send that power into our hearts for a rejuvenation, Lord. Those of us that have been filled, refill us, Lord. Those of us that truly need it, fill us up, oh God. Lord, that we would be a people that would be a firebrand in your hand, Lord, to burn for you, Lord, and to send out a light that others might see, Lord. That there is a reality to your truth, Lord, and a realness to your word. We ask it to your glory and to your honor, Lord, and your blessings upon these things, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Our glory. Our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He's here, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a living God. A God that's real. Amen. And he's here to meet whatever need you've got. Anytime that you want to ask him. And truly come to him. Amen. He's here. Oh, how the privileged people we are, saints, yes, and how we should just be so thankful for what God has done for us. Amen. If you would like, let's turn our Bibles to Luke, the 8th chapter. Let's read a very familiar scripture, and you can be seated. Excuse me. Just a few things upon my heart, you know, early this morning. Amen. Let's read our scripture and you can be seated. Amen. Here in Luke, the 8th chapter. And we'll begin at the first verse. Well, let's drop down to about that 4th verse. And when much people were gathered together and were come out of every city, he spake a parable, saying, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit 100-fold. And may the Lord bless Remy's word, and you may be seated. Amen. Just thinking about that good ground. Yes. You know, this scripture many times is used in many ways, but tonight we're just going to talk about the 100-fold. Amen. The good ground that was prepared. Amen. And you know, early this morning I had to take a trip, and when I was coming back, come past a big cornfield that's been flooded many, many times this year. But out in the middle of that cornfield, the big old bear, the deepest spot of where the water would have been the deepest, was about 3 stalks of corn growing up in a big old brown bear spot. 3 ears of corn, it was just as tall and looked just as good as the whole rest that had never been flooded. And you know, you look at that and you see all that life throws at us sometimes. Sometimes it just seems that maybe we're the only one. Maybe we feel like we're being swallowed up, like I'm the only one maybe that's standing like this on God's word. Maybe I'm the only one that's truly believing it like this. Or maybe Satan's trying to tell you you're wrong in what you're believing. You need to change. But yet something down on the inside is telling you it's anchored and it's right. Amen. But you got to remember, before this world was ever formed, God predestinated a people, a select people, an individual people, that he was going to house himself in this last day, just like he did in the days gone by with Abraham and Moses, Noah, all these great ones we read about in this scripture. Today's our day. It's our turn to live this life and have God vindicated out through us. And I'd like to turn over here to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Amen. A predestinated people, saints. And I want you to think about that, because if we had nothing to do with it, God seen us in his mind before there was a foundation of the world was ever here. Before there was a moon or a star, he thought of you. And how special you must have been to him. Oh my, to see that all. Let me tell you what I'm going to do for him. And how that ought to burn in our hearts. But I want you to think about Abraham as God's was another chosen one, as God speaking here, as Paul speaking here in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and let me see here, the 13th verse. Amen. Apparently I wrote that down wrong. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, let me see here. I wrote down the wrong chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how I managed to do that twice, but I did. Glory to his name. Amen. You give me just a minute. It helps if I get to Hebrews, then I'd be right. That's the problem. Amen. But I don't know about you, but the message this morning stirred my heart. And it causes an excitement to burn. And it's a sober time, saints. As the message our brother was bringing, it's sobering. This is the time. But yet it should cause such a joy that burn down in our hearts when we can see that there's something down on the inside of each one of us. It's an individual affair. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for me. But as this word comes, it's got a special meaning to us. Amen. We've walked some rough roads. We've walked some rough valleys. Many of us have come different ways and seen many desert and dry places. And Abraham, you know, he saw that before any of us ever did. Because God told him to separate himself and to get away from all of his kinfolk and come out to where a land I will show you, and I'm going to bless thee. And I want you to think about Abraham. He walked with God. He took right off. And as it says here in the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews in the 17th verse, wherein God more willing, more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by 2 immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into the veil. And I wanted you to think about that steadfastness, that anchor that's holding us, saints. You know, I remember being torn one time between two opinions, so to speak, as our brother said this morning. And not knowing which way to go here, which way to go there. But God is rich in mercy. And when God dips down into your heart that scripture right there, God does not change. And he does not lie. And what he says will come to pass. When you can once anchor your soul on that this right here is the truth, all the way through, what assurance it'll bring to your heart. What a joy it'll bring to your heart. You may walk this road of life alone. You may go through some fiery tests and trials that'll really just break you down and bring you down to your knees to where you just don't think you can go a step farther. But remember this one thing. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he would be there to carry our burdens, and he would never put more on us than we could bear. Hey, man, here in the message, the Feast of the Trumpets. Brother Branham speaking, page 10, paragraph 71. God is unchangeable. In Malachi 3 said, I am God and I change not. God's first way of doing anything, that's God's ever way of doing anything. God decided he would save man by the shed blood of an innocent one in the Garden of Eden, and he has never changed it since, cannot change it. We've tried by education and by buildings, by systems, by denominations, by ethics and everything else, and it's all failed. But there's only one place that God meets man, and that's under the shed blood of the innocent. Only by the blood, that was his first decision. And we can make a decision, and next year we can think better. We got a better idea of it next year. God can. He's infinite. His first decision is perfect. Nothing can move it. And I can learn more. We are finite. I can learn more. You can learn more. But God can't learn more. He is perfect to begin with. And therefore, his first decision, you rest your soul upon it, what the Bible says, that's it. Amen. Amen. And you know, that's what the understanding, as our brother was talking this morning, that's what we've got to come to, saints. It's what God says to me through this precious word, and it's got to line up. But what an assurance that ought to bring in this dark age when we're walking through and on all sides we see all kinds of stuff taking place around us. But yet there's something down on the inside that's holding us. Something steadfast and sure. I couldn't get that on my own. I didn't deserve that. I didn't work myself to that. I didn't study night and day looking and trying to get my own understanding of these scriptures to get to that point. But God, rich in mercy, saw fit to hand me a little something down on the inside that said, son, I'm going to lead you and guide you. Each one of us, God has dipped into our heart something that's holding us, something that's pressing. Even though, like I said, the battle gets rough, times get hard, we go through many tests and trials, and sometimes it may feel like you just can't go that next step. But God knows all about us. Amen. Amen. Sure. Amen. And you remember this. This is in the message, Three Kinds of Believers. Amen. A lot of good stuff in here. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We're going to just shorten it up a little bit. We're going to jump over here. And he used Job. He said Job was another believer. Sometimes believers put to the test. And then he stops and he says, not sometimes. Every time. For every son that cometh to God must be chastened, tried, and child trained. Remember the trials and the dusty roads, the hot sun of persecution. But the loyalty of your heart beats that material till she is ready to go into the mold. God's children is made up correctly on his word, for they are living examples. And the word of God living through them, see, the trial comes to shake you, to put you to the very bottom, to see where you'll stand. They tested and tried every son that cometh to God. Job went through trials and tests, his children taken and everything else taken. The church members come and accused him of being a secret sinner, tried to say everything against him. But yet he wouldn't listen to any of it. He knowed he had met God's requirement. He knowed there was no need of Satan trying to tempt him. He knowed it was the devil. And as long as Satan can make you believe that his sickness, which was his God doing it, he had Job whipped. But when Job once struck that revelation that it was not God, he was only going through his trials to make him something. It wasn't God doing it. It was Satan doing it. And the same thing to do, he'll try to tell you these trials and things is your God trying to put punishment upon you. It isn't so, no sir. It's Satan doing that, and God's permitting it to temper you, to make you see if you are tied to this earth by earth cares or whether your treasures is in heaven. For wherever your treasures is, there you are also. That's right. Your heart is where your treasures is. Amen. And Job proved out where his treasure laid. But I want you to think about that. All these things we go through, God's not unmindful of us. He's sitting there. He sees every mile we've walked. You know, a few years ago, the things we went through, the stuff that we that changed our lives and molded us in different directions, turned us, so to speak. You know, our pastor went through a rough time. We all went through rough times. Each one of us individually had different circumstances that we faced. But God let that happen. Why? To build a people in a character, to mold people that would be strong. Amen. People that could withstand whatever come their way. Amen. He didn't let that happen for no reason, just because, oh, it's just another day. God knows that he sees the end from the beginning. Yes. He's watching every step we're taking. And he knows exactly what it's going to be like right before the appearing of the Lord. He knows what we're going to have to face. He knows what we're going to have to walk through. We do not. But God's tempering each one of us for the what lays ahead of us each and every day. Every time I come in here, I'm gaining strength. God is providing me with the minerals that I need, the strength that I need, the armor that I need, to prepare me to be exactly what he wants me to be and to be able to face whatever comes my way that he hands me. And you know, this is in the time-tested morals of God, preached in 1957. He said he tested every piece. That's what they're saying today, that this here Holy Ghost religion you're talking about won't be long. That tree will burn down. But it don't burn down. The fire only waters it. It only gives us new hold. It only strengthens it. Every trial, testing, every time a wind hits a tree, it shoves it back and forth. It only loosens the roots so it can go deeper and get a better hold. And how many times we've seen these storms shake our trees, but all our roots are getting deeper and firmer. How many times maybe someone new stops by to visit down the road or here, maybe we have a special service or we do something over here, and maybe a message we've heard before comes right back again. God's strengthening the roots, making sure at the right time he's placing the word right where it needs to be. God using his word to make sure that we're prepared and ready for what he's got for us. God doesn't just choose anyone. He's handpicked. He chose his soldiers. He knew he fortified them. He gave them everything they needed. He didn't take a chance. And if God has ever placed you in there and you can feel that call in your heart, how thankful you ought to be. It's nothing you're going to do on your own. Your burden may seem really heavy, but give it to Jesus Christ and watch him lift the burden off your shoulders and carry you through. He's the only one that can do it. You can't win this fight in yourself, but he has won every battle for us. We just got to learn to put our hand in his hand and let him lead the way, and it will work out exactly right. Go deeper to get a better hold. Every time sickness strikes your home, every time trials strike your home, every time the neighbors say something bad about you, it's only shaking you, loosening you up so you can get down and get a better hold on the eternal rock of God's unmovable word. That's how God does it. He sends those trials to test you, to prove you, to shake you up, and to give you a new hold. Amen. And how many situations do we face that causes maybe me to go back and begin to search something a little deeper, and it's just God's way of shaking you up a little bit. Maybe I hear something, I'm like, well, I'm not sure about that. And you watch it go right back to God's word and begin to search, and you watch God tighten that firm and hold and grip up, bringing you right in tune with what God has got for us. But it must come to God's provided way. We've got to come all the way down to this. We know without a doubt that this is right, regardless. That this word holds the truth, that they run hand in hand. And that's our tie post. That's everything to us. That Jesus Christ said, this is what I would be in this last day. Amen. Here in the... A trumpet gives an uncertain sound. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't hold you too long. I know it's warm in here this evening, or maybe it's just me. Amen. We're trying. Hallelujah. But you know, it don't matter whether it's hot or cold. I love the Lord, and it doesn't matter. I don't care if we didn't even have air conditioning in here, I'd still be here. Amen. Hallelujah. We get a little spoiled sometimes. But oh my, if we could just look back and see what they, people didn't have and how much more on fire people were to be in an old hot store building or sitting out on a curb somewhere where everybody could see them shouting and singing. Amen. We need a little bit of that shaking in our lives. Amen. Lord, this is in. The trumpet gives an uncertain sound. Preached January 1463. And I'm going to start here about paragraph 72. Now I want to bring it down a little close to home, see? Church life is shook up and uncertain. That's what Paul was speaking about. That's what he meant. If a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, church life, the people don't hardly know which way to go. They're wandering. And we were there once, saints. That's what I'm saying. Look at what God's done for us. Don't think about all. Just think about what God's done for you. That's what I want you to look at. Church life is shook up. If the trumpet gives church life, the people don't hardly know what to do. They go wandering from church to church, trying to find out which is the right thing, from pillar to post, trying to find what is right. Where is the right doctrine? One will come around right, and then the first thing you know, they find so much corruption in that until they get try another church to see what their creed is, doctrine, oh, all of this. We find out that we have broken ourselves up then by these things to hundreds of different orders in church. Now, there's nothing against that. That's just they can do other things then that they do. But there's got to be some good come out of it somewhere. But you see, you can't put your confidence in saying, I belong to the Methodist Association of Churches. I'm all right because I belong to the Baptist Association and I'm right. You can't do that. You can't even do it to say you belong to a Pentecostal Association of Churches. You can't do that. You mustn't do that. And we can't do it because, as our brother mentioned this morning, or we've done in the past, I went to this church, I go to that church, I know I'm right, I've got the full word. No, you can't do that. Not no church. We find out then our first, You can't even, to break from it, here issues and doctrines, just look at it everywhere, see, it shows that it's uncertain. Those who trust in just organization alone, it's uncertain. And you would say, Brother Branham, you're taking us out on a big out limb out there. You're painting an awful dark picture. And I intended to do that. I wanted to do it. I did it for a purpose that I might say this. Is there anything certain? Yes. There's one thing that's certain, and I am so glad that there's one thing you can put your confidence in and be sure that it's right. Oh, when everything else is gone, this will be standing. If you'll read St. Matthew 24:35, he said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not fail because God has a certain foundation. Amen. Amen. And I want you to think about that. Sometimes God shakes everybody's foundations. If he's got a little bride somewhere, she's going to hear something that's going to really shake her foundation. And it's going to cause her roots to have to loosen up and go to searching. God's watching over every one of his elect. And we don't know who is and who isn't, but God does and he's watching. But this one thing I can assure you, when that time comes and them roots get, they'll go the right direction. They'll loosen up and get a hold right where they belong. An old fella said one time, an old darky down south, he packed a Bible and he couldn't read. And they said, why are you packing it for, Sam? He said, it's the Holy Bible. He said, it's written on it. We've all heard this. He said, and I believe them from cover to cover. And believe the cover also, he said, because it's got the Holy Bible wrote on it. And the fellow was talking to him, said, you don't believe all that's in it. He said, yes, sir, I sure do. He said, you mean to... You'd do anything that Bible said do. He said, yes, sir. He said, what if that Bible said for Sam to jump through that stone wall there? What would you do? He said, I'd jump. He said, well, how are you going to get through that stone wall without a hole being there? He said, if the Bible said for Sam to jump, there would be a hole there when Sam got there. And that's just about right. There would be a hole there. The only thing you have to do is to take your stand upon God's word. And God will make a way for the rest of it. And I don't care what situation you've got in your life. Amen. If you'll take God's word in your heart and make that first jump, God will make sure there's a hole there when you get there. Amen. He will honor it if you'll only take his word and obey it and believe it. That goes for each and every one of us. God will make a way. Amen. But you've got to take him at his word and move out. The circumstances may look impossible. Satan will be over here and tell you, you can't do it because of this. You can't go because of that. You shouldn't do it because of this. But if God's word said it, and you know it's not toeing the mark in your heart, you step out and move forward, and you watch God put the position right in place, and it'll work to his glory. You put your faith in God and God's word and let him show you that he is more than able to conquer any circumstance that stands in our way. Amen. Don't put a limit on God. And don't try to hold him down. Well, I don't want to do this. God knows all things. And if God said it in his word, and you are honoring his word, and you take a stance for him, God will be there to back it up 100%. Amen. He said the only thing you have to do is take your stand upon God's word, and God will make the way for the rest of it, that great foundation. I believe he said over in Luke, I believe it was, we're coming down off the mountain, he said to the disciple, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am? And one said, Jeremiah, the prophets, and so forth. He said, but who do you say that I am? And that's when Peter made that notable statement, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed this to you. And upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Amen. That's where we stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Not on our marks, but on his precious word. Amen. And if we'll just take him at his word and follow him, it may cost us a price sometimes. It may cause us some hurt. And it may really cause some rough times. But God will be there to back it up all the way through. Hey, man, you sisters could come to the instruments. But I just thank God that there is something down on the inside that's burning. Yes, I've got higher heights to climb. Maybe you've got higher heights to climb. But God placed something down in there as they sang the little song this morning. I'm more than able to meet the challenge. There's something burning down on the inside. I didn't place it there. I didn't place that desire in there that drives me to be here, to hear God's word, to want to do what God said do. I couldn't get that on my own, but by God's mercy and grace, he allotted it to me, and I'm so thankful for it. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus on page 138, if you would. Amen. But God is always in control. Amen. But I was thinking of this little song, and it just stirs my heart. Amen. We'll just sing it all the way through. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, and his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When we shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Oh my. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Yes. Amen, saints. Amen. All around me gives way. He is my hope and stay. Yes. Amen. You know, God has been so good to us. Amen. I'm just so thankful for what he's doing for us. I pray that through his precious words that we can find something to help us. Amen. It's a very simple little message, a little bit chopped up. It just so much on my heart and mind, and just thinking of what God's done and where we've been and what we've come through and where he's taken us. And how he's prepared us every step of the way. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus as our brother comes. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Mighty, isn't he wonderful? He is the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. Amen. So good to know that you serve a true living God, the only true living God. Amen. For I love him. He's so precious to me. You know, as our journey goes along and narrows down, it gets sweeter and sweeter every day. Does it not?
Amen.
Let's sing a little chorus, if you can help me on it. It gets sweeter as the day goes by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the golden smile. His love is richer. Days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter. Amen.
As the days go by.
Oh, it gets sweeter.
As the moments fly.
Richer, sweeter, fuller, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. It's so sweet. Amen. Before we dismiss, I do want to mention to you that the two families that was here, they expressed to want to make sure that you understand they did not leave because of not believing what was said. They had an appointment to be a certain place to do a certain thing, and they even mentioned that they really is one of the messages that they should not have been leaving, they felt like. So, but as I said, it wasn't because of they didn't agree with it, but they agreed with it, and it actually helped them to understand it better. So we appreciate that. Amen. So we're so thankful. If we all could just be some help to somebody, you know, and you may have a brother or sister beside of you that needs a little help and a little extra touch, amen. Just pray for them, amen. Hold each other up in prayer, because one thing about us, saints, we're the only ones we got.
Amen.
Amen. Us and Jesus Christ. So let's help each other the best we can. And I hold each other in prayer. And I do oftentimes. I pray for all of you. And pray God will bless you and strengthen you, encourage you. I always pray, Lord, give me things to say that would help them. And to press on. And to understand the walk that they're in. And that it would be revealed to them what you're looking for. So, amen. May God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful and so appreciative that you gave us this time today to be together. We appreciate it. You're so precious, Lord. When I talk to you, I know I'm talking to somebody real. And I know we're communing together. And I appreciate it. I'm not worthy of it, Lord, but you gave it to us, and we appreciate it. I pray that you'll help each one of us now. And Lord, again, I pray for each one of these people. I love them in the depths of my heart. And I want to see every one of them make it. And Lord, have life. Life abundance, to be filled with your Holy Spirit and living in the Spirit. Just help us, Lord, as this little body here of people, of believers, to
to press like we never have in our lives, and to, Lord, surrender greater and greater to you, that you can truly lead us and guide us and have your preeminence. So we thank you for everything now. Ask that you just watch over us, keep us safe now again as we leave this little place, and bring us back again, Lord, at the next appointed time, if you should tarry. And Lord, help us to be able to come in the right attitude, right spirit, and lay everything aside that needs laid aside, that you could speak to our hearts again through the word. Yes. So we appreciate it now. Bless your holy name. You're so glorious. In your holy name we ask these things. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, we get sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter. Oh, yes.
As the moments fly.
Yes, amen. Sweeter as the days go by. God bless you. You're dismissed.